All right. I want to, can I end with a song? Will you guys be mad at me?
No.
All right. I wrote it. All right. It's a rap song. I wrote it out of spite. I was at a Kentucky prison this summer, and this young boy told me I wouldn't know nothing about rap, so I wrote a song about it. I seen a young boy in a prison yard with the headphones on, looking hard. I said, "How you doing? What you listening to?" He looked at me like he had better things to do. He said, "You wouldn't know about it. I'm listening to rap." I just smiled sweetly, thinking, "What's up with that? I know you look at my appearance and you think that I'm faded. I look at you and think you might be jaded. You think your generation is the only ones know about dope, shooting guns. It started in the 70s, a group called LS Poets. You weren't even born, so you wouldn't know it. I could, the lyrics in your song are old as dirt, about people being gangsters and getting hurt. I could give you a list of the rappers, Pied Pipers. What would be the point? You were still in diapers. If you don't... If you don't understand my lingo and I say this to your shame, ask my sister. She taught your mama the game. While you're staring me down, I'm thinking, what the heck? The old girl in me wants to snap your neck. But God said to love you, so in spite of your face, I'm choosing to show you amazing grace. I hope you're not mad. All this was in fun. You should read the book of Job, chapters 38 to 41. Don't roll your eyes and take a step back, because when you read this, you'll see God talk smack. He said, where were you when I created the earth? Taught the animals how to give birth. Did you create the thunder or cause lightning to strike? Can you separate the darkness from the light? He created the ocean, caused it to roar, then told it where to stop when it came to shore. He said, have you seen the treasury of snow? Been to the place from where the wind blows? Read chapter 39, verse 19 to 25, how he created the horse, caused it to thrive. He made the hawk and caused its wings to spread. He talks about the ostrich and what's in her head. See, Job and his friends, they had to be reminded that God made the stars and no man can bind them. How great thou art. So caught up in the moment, we forget his great plan. None of this was his intention, this state of fallen man. I'll give you another thought if it can get through that thick head about his son named Jesus who rose from the dead. For the violence and drugs, he paid the highest price. He took a death sentence so we could have life. From one generation to the next, the game's still the same. But you had the choice to walk in his name. See, you're living like you're poor, but you're the son of a king. With him in your life, it changes everything. Your past is over. It doesn't define you. You think it's who you are, but it's just not true. You were made in his image. Your life is priceless because of who he is. You can be righteous. What can wash away my sins? You're looking kind of ill. You need a transfusion. The blood of Jesus ends all confusion. The war in your head will keep you undone. You're fighting a battle that's already been won. I know you like your music. Don't get me wrong. Maybe it's time you learn a new song. I'll end my poem with this little splat. God loves you, my brother, so rap-a-dap that.